keeping Cliff Gilker Park sports fields closed until October and potentially into 2024 is up for debate at a Sunshine Coast Regional District Electoral Area Services Committee meeting on May 18. Two ball diamonds and a regulation-sized soccer pitch at the Roberts Creek location have been closed since January 17. A combination of poor turf quality, drought, and inability to adequately irrigate due to water restrictions, and excessive traffic wear, forced the closure of the failing turf areas, according to a staff report on the meeting agenda. The damage extends over more than 40% of the playing surfaces. Three options for reopening. A full recovery of the sports field asset will not happen without a prolonged closure, void of traffic and wear, as well as an extensive turf recovery program, the report notes. While the success of turf recovery is greater if the program begins as soon as possible and adequate irrigation is provided, the report points out the work has not been budgeted for. Staff estimate $24,000 more is needed to seed, top dress and fertilize the playing surfaces this year. That option is not recommended, as field irrigation is on the Chapman water system and should irrigation be halted due to watering restrictions, the field surface recovery could fail. The report identifies possible delays in sourcing materials and supplies as another risk with moving forward with recovery work this year. Staff's recommendation is to delay decisions on the turf recovery project to the 2024 budget and work plan discussions. If authorized in 2024, and if recovery is successful, the estimate is that field sports could be back in play at the site in the fall of next year. A third option, to delay considerations until after a regional sports field strategy is complete, is not recommended. Staff estimate this option would result in the field remaining closed for at least 2 years, according to the report. Impacts on user groups. Committee direction provided at the May 18 meeting would then require board endorsement. Once that is provided, anticipated at the May 25 board meeting, staff would put the word out to all partners, public, and user groups. With the closure until at least this fall anticipated, staff stated that established bookings would need to be accommodated at other venues as soon as possible, affecting 5 user groups with bookings at Cliff Gilker during the 2023 spring-summer season. Those total about 41 hours each week of bookings, the report states. It is anticipated that with proper advance communication and schedule adjustments, regular user groups will have ample time and options to accommodate their annual schedules at alternative regional sports field locations, the report notes.